Random House Audio presents The Race Underground, Boston, New York, and the incredible rivalry that built America's first subway, by Doug Most. Read for you by John H. Mayer. Introduction. Two cities, one crisis. In the second half of the 19th century, the horse-pulled streetcar, clip-clopping along at 5 miles per hour and filled with an unbearable stench, slowly began to cripple two great American cities. In Boston and New York, there were too many people and no safe, fast, reliable way for them to move from one neighborhood to the next. In the summer heat, carriages inched forward until the animals reared up their legs in frustration, and police had to come out swinging their clubs to restore peace. During the winter, it was no better. Horses struggled to get their footing in the snow and ice and were driven to exhaustion or sometimes death. When a solution to the problem finally emerged, a subway, it was rejected time and again, either by corrupt politicians, selfish businessmen, or terrified citizens. "A menace to the health of the public," a man of the Times said. A newspaper article went even further, describing a subway ride like living in a tomb. This is a story about fabulously wealthy Gilded Age industrialists and dirt-poor immigrants during a period when Fifth Avenue mansions and Beacon Hill brownstones stood blocks from sheet-covered shanties and rat-infested tenements. But it's also about an age of innovation, an exhilarating time after the Civil War, when the